Blog Talk Radio.
The pit of man threw away. Now what'll that asshole think of next? Has anybody got a dime?
I don't have a dime.
Somebody's got to go back and get a shitload of dime.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Like it.
You heard wrong.
You need to relax and get away from it all.
My name, Jose Mana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No,
Giddy up.
Two dodos to back to back. Refusing to say a word, having a lover's quarrel over something truly absurd. But you're the last of your species, the other animals cry. Make up your differences, do forget your foolish pride, and say sorry again. Say sorry again. Never mind who's to blame. There's no sense in calling names, so say sorry again. Don't let a good love die. You could be combined to hot and twine and say sorry again. Express time.
This boy's got magic in his fingers. He should keep him up his sleeve.
But the dodos remained unmoved, and as the sun began to sink, she held her head up high, and he pretended to think. All the animals cried in dismay, saying, what's the good of advice to creatures such as Dodo, who find stubbornness so nice? So say sorry again. Say sorry again. Why don't you admit you were wrong? Why is your will so strong? So say sorry again. An apology isn't so bad. The whole human race in your face if you don't say sorry again.
Take it away.
Well, the fruit of the animal's wisdom is quite apparent today. How many dodos do you know? They're not even put on display. So say sorry again. Say sorry again. When the last bell is rung, don't just stick out your tongue. Just say sorry again.
And now, live from coast to coast and around the damn world, it's the possum theme.
In the middle of the summer, in the middle of a park, there began a great adventure for a boy whose name was Mark. He had come to see the magic man along with all the children, and 'twas so began the day that Mark was never to forget. He performed all sorts of miracles, and Mark was so impressed that when the time arrived to go, he lagged behind the rest. Then quiet and ran. The hand began to grow and grow and grow and grow and grow. And he was fascinated, still he had to see there was something deep inside the hat. What could that something be? Then cautiously each step he took, he climbed upon the brim to look, and all at once the hat began to shake and rock. Look out!
For a topper.
Funny. Love Charles Nelson Reilly. And you know what? Charles loved me too. Got that straight from his producer. Well, good evening and welcome to Friday Night Possum, right here on Earth. You're listening to Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. The home of such popular programming as Possum Hour, Clobbering Time, Aunt Minnie's Coochie Coo, and Flambé Weekly. It's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming. Yeah, Charles Nelson Reilly. I don't know what I can say about Charles Nelson Reilly. But he, you know, it's the love fest for Charles. Chuck. So without any further ado, now there might be further ado.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
That's right, I'm sad and blue, cause I can't do the boogaloo. I'm lost, can't do my thing, and that's why I sing. Gimme that thing, gimme that, gimme, gimme, gimme.
Fuck you, Gumby!
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor, I'm distracted, Professor R.J. Gumby.
Okay.
All right. I know what's going on. I know what's going on now.
What's this drag?
I'm hip. We have a guest. We'll bring on in a little bit.
Oh, okay.
How's that?
There you go. Is that what?
We'll leave it at that. It'll be a tease. Well, I had to figure out who it was.
The TV. Oh, okay.
I wanted to figure out who it was. See.
Oh, I got you. I got you.
I'm not gonna say.
I got you.
It's one of those mysteries of life. I wonder what, man. I think I fucked up on this computer, man. I think I should have got like more. What do they have, like, can you add zest?
I don't know.
To your computer? There's not enough zest. It's like you click the button and it goes, okay, I'll get there. I'll do it. Just give me a minute. You know, I figured new computer would be like, yeah, now, zip.
Yeah, zap. Yeah, right there.
And, I mean, most of the shit is, but not the internet. Anything on the internet's kind of. Of course, that could be my
Did you notice I was late calling in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got a new phone, and I had everything all transferred from the old phone in, and everything was a go-ahead. Then when I called Possum, it said, you're still not connected. You have to call customer service or something like that. And I had the old phone off, so I had to turn it on and get it all set to go. Now I'm on the old phone.
Gee whiz. Well, you know, I was thinking about this before the show. They used to always, you know, go, oh, well, it's the, you know, it's the future now, and it's year 2000 crap, not 2020. Right. Where's our flying cars? But one part of that, the Jetsons that did come true was the communication part.
Yeah.
My God. We're way beyond what they conceived of in the Jetsons and the Star Trek and stuff. It's getting weird, man. And very affordable. Very affordable.
Yes. Yeah, indeed. Indeed.
We're getting expensive now, not so much. Now, robot maids.
Well, we got that Roomba. That's close. That's on the way. That's on the way.
Yeah. I like that one where it hits the piece of shit and smears the shit all over the room.
Oh, yeah.
The shit spreader 3000.
I still like the one where the guy put an audio on it. So when it bangs against the wall, it goes, oh, fuck! Oh, every time it hits the wall. Why was I made like this? You ever see that video? I posted that a while back, man. I thought that was great.
Yeah. Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, that guy, I saw this article. December 30th, 1953, the first color TV went on sale. For $1,000.
$1,000. Oh, good God.
Okay. 1953 money. So that's that's close to 10 grand today.
Yeah.
$9,500. Yep. So not too many people were running out buying those jazz bows back then. But I did the math on it.
That's a big hernia, too. Carrying those in.
Oh.
Wow, that was those, and those big, though, wasn't it? That was like a little tiny screen. Well, it still had a big tube.
I think by the time they got the color 53, it was a decent sized tube. Let me tell you here. Away from the desk.
Maybe.
What'd they say? It looks like a decent. It looks like about a 20. What do you? 23 inch. Something like that.
Okay. All right.
Not too bad. Not too shabby. But still, wait. You know, nobody can afford that. Crying out loud. For a TV set. And I did the math, and if you go backward in time and, like, how much, like, I even overestimated how much I paid for my TV.
Yeah.
In 1953 dollars, you know how much my TV would have cost me?
How much?
Like about $35. Is that nuts?
There you go. Yep. Up and down.
That's crazy.
Baby, up and down. See that? Technology just turns around.
Well, it just gets cheaper to produce, I suppose. And
yeah.
Man.
Remember going to photo huts and spending a lot of money getting film developed? Now we can spit out thousands and thousands of pictures for free, practically, on the old.
Right. But nobody prints them up anymore. That's the thing.
Yeah. I used to have one where you print it up yourself.
I lost like every picture from my second marriage.
Uh-huh.
My computer shit, and I went like, oh well.
Uh-huh. There you go.
It seems like it never happened. Thank goodness.
Yeah. See, that computer was helping you out.
Thank you, technology.
It was like a Dallas Dreams
series. It never happened, except for the fact that I went completely broke and about ready to stick my head in the oven. But other than that, it worked out fine.
Yeah.
It was all good. Okay. Where's my crying towel? Oh, let's blow something up. What am I blowing up? Oh! The Jonas Brothers. Have we never blown up the Jonas Brothers? What the hell have we been doing all these years?
Oh.
Crying out loud. We're short timers, and we haven't blown up the Jonas Brothers yet. So,
Rectify that.
Damn near killed him. What's that?
Wasn't that the one where your buddy, his daughter, threatened to kill the president because he interrupted a Jonas Brothers special or something like that, and the CIA came to the house?
Yeah, we'll hear about that in a minute. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, your buddy.
We'll delve into that. Jonas, wait a minute. I got you. Sex bots. They're talking about sex bots in the chat room, man. I don't know, man. They're nasty. They're fucking sex bots. It just seems like hygienically a bad idea.
Huh.
You catch my drift. Kind of stink. Plastic and cum, you know? Jonas Brothers! Going down.
Hello, handsome.
Did somebody come in?
We go together.
You piece of shit!
Better than birds of a feather, you and me.
You have balls!
You change the weather.
Yeah!
Yeah. I'm feeling heat in December when you found me.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers.
A lot of miles.
I love that. I love the way Tourette's guy says, "Fuck you." He says it perfectly there when you put it in. Tourette's brings it, baby.
It was working last. I mean, you know, like some nights it's not working. It was just flowing, man.
Yeah.
Once I figure out what I want to blow up, then it's like I can, you know, focus.
Yep.
Well, it's wild though. It's like, you know, it's just forced. It's forced. Here's one thing I wanted to mention. Today's January 3rd.
Correct.
Yesterday was Fake Jan Day.
Yes, I almost forgot about it. Yeah.
And it didn't dawn on this dumb dumbbell over here. I looked at the thing on the paper. Why is it Fake Jan Day? Because it's Jan 2. It's Jan 2.
You knew it from other years, right? You forgot this year.
No. I don't think I ever put that 2 and 2 together there. No, I don't think I ever got
it. I'm sure. I'm sure you did. I'm sure at one point.
Oh, no, man.
You forgot.
No.
Yeah, Jan 2. Big Jan Day.
Burning them brain cells off. Hey, speaking of January 2nd. These fucking goons, man. They don't January 2nd, I got my home insurance and my property taxes in the mail.
Yep.
Jiminy Christmas. The goons.
Yep.
Settle up with those two, and the rent's paid for the year, baby. Go team.
There you go. All right, there you go.
Sign out.
Yeah. Nice.
Home ownership.
Back.
Man, not really, because I gotta get a roof.
Always something.
There's always something when you own a house, man. Always something. All right, well, there they are, the always Blossom something. Lounge. You ready, Ted?
Blossom Lounge.
First up in the lounge is Cheeks, Ted. Cheeks.
Sweet out.
Apple Cheeks. Yeah.
There you go.
Apple Cheeks. Yes, I know. It's Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks Alice. And right after that is Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Yeah.
Good job. All right. Now, I know. Aren't the Canadians awesome, Ted? Canadians awesome? Yes. Yes. Again, another Canadian, Ford Prefect, is here. Ford Prefect.
Ford Prefect.
I think he beamed in. Matter transmitter. Okay. He's concerned. He just wants to let you know, Ford. He's got your back. All right, and there is Admiral G.T. Trenton.
G.T. Trenton.
That's it? You got nothing else on him?
There it is.
I like
when
he just shuts. Actually, I love when he just shuts up, but that's another story. I saw this article. Some lady drowned her black lab or something because it wouldn't quit barking. I'm thinking, you know, Ted, I told Ted about it. I said, Ted, you know, there's a lady drowned her dog because it wouldn't quit barking. Just saying.
I see one where a woman's getting the dog. I didn't want to see those fucking pictures. That's what you're always complaining about. Yeah, get the fucking dog alive for barking.
Yeah. Oh, gee, many. That's even worse than drowning it. Maybe not. I don't know. They're both as equally as bad. Speaking of equally as bad, there's Professor R.J. Gumby.
Yes.
Right?
Hey.
And hanging out in the queue is none other than Gigantor, the space age robot.
Gigantor.
He'll be joining us. in just a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, the Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Cop.
Hez the Beaver.
Tablespoons of cinnamon and two or three egg whites, a half a stick of butter melted. Stick it all in a bowl, baby. Stir it with a wooden spoon. Mix in a cup of flour. You'll be in heaven soon. Say, everybody, have you seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick-me-up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Ooh, suck on my chocolate salted balls. Stick them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of vitamins and good for you. So suck on my balls. A cup of unsweetened chocolate and a half a cup of brandy. Then throw in a bag or two of sugar and just a pinch of vanilla. Breeze up the cookie sheet, 'cause I hate when my balls stick. Then preheat your oven to 350 and give the spoon a lick. Ever seen my balls? They're big and salty and brown. If you ever need a quick pick me up, just stick my balls in your mouth. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. Put them in your mouth and suck them. Suck on my chocolate salted balls. They're packed full of goodness, high in fiber. Wait a minute, what's that smell? It smells like something burning. Well, that don't confront me none, long as I get my rent paid on Friday. Baby, you better get back in the kitchen, 'cause I got a sneaking suspicion. Oh man, baby, baby, you just burned my balls. My balls on fire! Somebody smell it! My balls are burning! Give me some water! Put some water on me! My balls are burning! Oh my goodness! I'm blowing! I'm doing something! Ooh! Suck on my chocolate salted balls! Put them in your mouth and suck them! They're on fire, baby! Suck on my chocolate salted balls!
Absolutely. That was a
there you go, Chef.
the one, the only.
Woo!
Theme to Shaft, man. I know that's somewhere. <right here. clears throat> Oh, there's Ted. Man.
You're damn right.
All right, let's go let Ted out, or I don't know, give him water or whatever the fuck he needs this time. All right, that needs to go out. There you go, buddy. So, did you have pork and sauerkraut?
No, we had the ham. So there you
go. Okay,
the
swine.
Okay, cool. Oh, swine. There you go. All right.
No kraut.
And did it. No kraut.
No kraut? No kraut?
No kraut. We're krautless.
I think the kraut is the most important part of the pork, the swine, and the kraut thing, because
yeah.
I ate swine and kraut on the first, I ate swine and kraut on the second, and I ate swine and kraut today. And each day, my body gets clearer and clearer of toxins, if you catch my drift.
Yeah.
So anyway, I think it's like a New Year thing, you know, get rid of all the shit from 2019, get it
there
the fuck out the gate.
Yep.
Here's some kraut to help you with that. But Frank's quality kraut.
Yeah,
it's quite nice, quite good kraut. And good pork roast and little potatoes.
There you go.
Right. But I'm pretty much sick of it, and I don't want to look at it again for 6 months at least. Like,
goddamn
3 days in a row. Sheesh. So anyways, here we go.
Yeah.
I believe we have a phone caller here.
All right.
On the,
from the future.
I think this caller is from the future.
Right,
yes. Have we established communications with Gigantor, the space age robot?
Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year.
From the future.
All right.
Well, it's
there
not so much from the future anymore because it's 2020. Wow.
That's right. That is the future.
It is pretty wild, man.
Very
wild. They said 1990 is as far away as 2050 is.
Well, that's good.
There you go.
Well, I guess we're not going to party like it's 1999, are we?
No. Never again.
We'll have
no, sir.
But it's the
I've got something
20s,
on the sauerkraut
cool.
here. The Germans swear that if you don't, the Germans swear that you have to eat a sauerkraut on New Year for good luck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No. They sure
have
it didn't work out
up.
So good for them. World War II, it didn't work out so good.
Well, they forgot to eat it that last in 45. Everybody, they ran out of kraut. They had the big kraut shortage. And that's actually
that's
how they won the war.
Happened.
Yeah. Churchill.
And he probably ran out of
Churchill ate all the kraut. Churchill ate all the kraut, and the Germans had no kraut, and they lost the war.
There it is.
That's
how it's done.
Oh, I'd like to announce to the algorithm that I've already bought the office chair so you could quit advertising office chairs to me. I'm just talking to the algorithm out there listening. Forget the chair. Forget the office chair. I don't need it. I'm good. Covered. Anyway.
That's it. They think,
so
they
what
think
do you do on New Year's?
They think you're a collector.
when I bought the chair, the lady goes, buy the $10, $15 warranty. Because even if it has just a little tear in it, then you could call us and we send you a new chair and you can keep them both. And then you got two chairs. I'm like, get away from me, man. What kind of scam is this, man?
Yeah. Forget that.
You know?
Are you dead serious? They offer a warranty on a chair?
Yeah.
No chair.
And then she goes, and then I turned her down. I mean, she's really trying to convince me. I turned her down. She says to the other guy, she goes, he turned down the warranty on the chair.
Wow. What a fool.
Weird.
Yes.
You know?
Tell me, you know, I have chair insurance. I don't need it.
There you go.
I don't need a one.
Well, the deal
two,
was,
man,
she's like wink, wink. But she's like, wink, wink, you can get a second chair for nothing. You know, what the fuck?
That ain't going to happen.
Woman just take care of the chair you
chair.
Buy.
No.
You know? Or
anyway,
you can just take care of the
chair
you bought.
Don't need another chair. Algorithm,
no
chair insurance or nothing. Huh?
The
no chair. I did get insurance on that backup drive, though. Tell you that
there
much.
You go.
Well, I was going to say, dude, I don't think it's the computer that's not zesty. It's the internet that isn't.
Ooh,
you know,
that could
I don't
be.
Care how great of a computer you have. Sometimes the internet just ain't up to snuff, you know.
It's
you
true.
Know what I mean?
There you go.
Actually, you know what I should do is probably reset my Connecticut there, and then maybe it'll run a little Toots and Fruits. I don't know.
That might
you
help.
Didn't do that already?
not for weeks. Not for weeks.
So who was it? Who was it that wanted the president dead because of the he interrupted the Jonah brothers?
That was my daughter, dude.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah,
when
she was a teenage girl, right? The Jonas Brothers had a special on TV. She was really jazzed up about it, right?
Uh-huh.
And Obama decided to get on there and have a, you know, a little meeting. She wasn't too happy about it. So she texted her girlfriend, "I'm about to kill him, man." And the freaking FBI showed up at her house. Think about that.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that incredible?
That is incredible, man.
My
they
daughter
gotta be pretty
is
busy
like
these days, huh?
The coolest little girl you ever met in your life, man. She is so...
Think about it, though, dude.
Oh,
think how busy they are these days, you know? With Uncle Bobo
they
in there.
Whole team of people.
They got an extra task force just knocking on teenage girls' doors.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I just can't believe they actually did that. It's scary.
Yeah.
It's absolutely scary, you know?
It is scary. That is right.
I'm not joking,
words,
you know?
He's dead serious.
I'd like to kill him. You're the Jonas Brothers, man. You think you'd have put that together, you know?
Yeah.
Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, after all, what's the Jonas
Brothers? He's probably no real threat.
They're not supposed to, though. They've got to investigate all that crap, no matter how silly it looks.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you what. They're not putting up with no crap off my daughter, man, when she was 16.
That's right.
They ain't
that's
having
right.
It, man. They're going to get right in her face and
you're
get
not
hell
serious.
Out, you know?
I'm right. Dead serious.
So...
That's
serious. You know. Now,
there it is.
Another thing, man, Commodore, when you were saying about the price of things, man, it's ridiculous, like the technology today, you know?
How cheap it is.
Are you?
Yeah, how cheap it is.
Yeah.
My phone costs like $40, man.
Yeah.
Now, why?
I mean, there's technology in there. There's more technology in your phone than they had in the rocket that sent them to the moon.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was
and,
thinking that orbit.
Why would people spend like $1,200 for an iPhone? Because it doesn't do anything more than what my phone would. I swear it would. You know, I had an iPhone. The phone's a phone. Internet, you know what I mean? Why do people do that? I don't understand. Is
well,
it a status
iPhone,
thing?
You can get blowjobs from it.
No. Oh,
it's
geez,
like them sex
man.
Bots,
I'm
man.
Start
yeah. The iPhones
start
are sex
tomorrow.
Bots.
Oh, see, you know, that's what I, you know. That's what happens when you get old, man. You lose touch with, you know. I didn't know that. I guess, you know, it's better, I'll tell you that much, for 1,200 bucks.
Leroy right, Dickinson.
Man.
All right.
Yes.
All right, man. Hey,
yeah, what's going on?
I got a tune for you guys if you want to hear it.
Hang on.
Okay. Here it is.
You guys remember the emergency song, right?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys always eat.
That was a classic, right?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna just roll with it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
All
right.
Right
on.
Go.
I'm gonna get the best. Wait, let me get the best damn band in the world.
Okay. Trailer for sale or rent. Room to rent 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. About 2 hours of pushing broom. By the 3x4 by four bedroom, cause I'm a man of means, by no means. King of the road. Third bus car, midnight train. Destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out student shoes. I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies that I have found. Sure, but not too big around.
That's what I'm doing now. I'm on a
man of means, by no means.
Yeah.
King of the road.
There you go.
But I know every engineer on every train. All the children, all their names. Every hand, every town,
every
lock,
every lock,
rolls around. I got trailer. Okay.
Hey, Gigantor Space Age Robot, ladies and gentlemen.
It's not amazing.
There you go. There you go.
That's our Hitler.
That's right.
I know.
Now, who was that?
Sorry, man.
Roger Whittaker.
Go ahead.
Miller.
Do I still have him? I loved blowing him up, man. He's like, there's a ship moored in the harbor tomorrow for England. She sails. Kaboom! You know, no, it don't.
This was Miller, though, wasn't it? Roger Miller in this one?
Roger Miller, yeah.
Yeah, that was Roger Miller, yeah.
Yeah.
Hats off for blowing the Jonas Brothers up.
Blow upable.
Oh, did you like the
Jonas
going up, man?
Man, that was awesome blowing up the Jonas Brothers, man. Those guys needed blowed up bad.
Don't tell your daughter.
We hadn't blown them up yet, man.
They were sliding, man. That is crazy.
Yeah. Crazy town. All right.
It was.
What do we do? Oh, I know what we do here. Just for the hell of it, let's spin the wheel. See if we can get a reprieve.
Have a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
What are the fucking odds, man? Every time. I don't know which one to do, man. Definitely not that one.
I wouldn't do that one.
Maybe this one. I think I gotta go with this one. We have a cornucopia of 3 minutes. Because there's always something good that comes up. It's better than the one I've uploaded. So I was like, well, okay, we'll just save that for another day.
I imagine that happens a lot.
Good thing
King
of the Road didn't go for 3 minutes.
That. Actually, that was that was 2 minutes. We'll never get back. That's enough sport. So, dude, did you have any kraut, man?
I did, yes. Yes.
Nice.
There you go.
Gotta have some kraut, man.
It was a nice
man.
New Year's. I had a real nice New Year's. I really did.
Really?
Well, you knew I was working.
Enjoyed myself. Yeah. I was aware.
I was working on the eve of Eves. But now it's time for 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
anybody's helping anyway. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I've found a change in my mind and I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please? Oh, please help me. And now my life has changed in so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, oh, please help me. Back on the ground. Won't you please? Yeah, please help me. And I was younger, so much younger than today. Never needed anybody's help in any way. But now these days are gone and I'm not so self-assured. Now I find I changed my mind and I've opened up the door. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being around. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me. Oh, please help me.
It could be worse.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
Present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news, here's Dickie. May the good fairy sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man, Ford coming down hard, man. He says it was too good for 3 minutes.
Oh.
But it was 3 minutes.
Again, like the two, man, to be honest.
Singing, ouch, doing a Ruddles ouch.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting. I just a little twist.
It was
sort
of like Bob Dylan grew up in Mayberry, man, and did the Beatles, you know, before the Beatles.
I kind of thought, I mean, I think when I first listened to it, I thought it was a little funnier, like, you know, like more of a parody.
I don't know.
I thought it was funny.
Okay.
I wouldn't look
we got some...
in the top 10 here anytime soon.
Yeah. What the hell is the top 10? You know, that's where I got the Jonas Brothers from, the top 10.
Top 10? All
right, here we go. You need this is the headline portion of the show. Here's a headline. This is the best headline of the year so far. Meth-addled carjacker kidnaps man and goat from Missouri porn store. Come on. Meth-addled carjacker kidnaps man and goat from Missouri porn store. Come on, mom, mom. And that's a headline. You got it all.
No, you gotta read that one. Yeah, I know. No one can just glaze over that headline. Yeah, brew some coffee.
Goat.
The Sand Springs Police Department is quoted as saying, "Okay, 2020, it only took you 4.5 hours to get weird."
Okay. What was the ransom for the goat?
Oh, man. Let's see. Two men and a goat traveling by pickup parked outside of an adult video store in Carthage, Missouri, about 4 hours southwest of St. Louis. One of the men went inside the store while the goat and its owner slept in the truck. When that man awoke, he found that a carjacker had stolen the vehicle and was pointing a gun at his head. He drove the truck through three states while doing meth and pistol whipping his frightened passenger. He finally let the guy and the goat out of the truck in Oklahoma, where the man promptly called 911. And then they were able to track down. They had to get him on foot, but they finally got the perp. He's cool in the deal. No word on the status of the goat.
Nappy.
There you go.
Wow.
No word about the goat, though, so hopefully the goat is okie doke.
That's crazy. All right.
Goat's got to pick him out of the lineup.
Okay, now here's our first Schadenfreude of the year here. I love the Schadenfreude.
Yeah. We love it.
Our favorite here. Ooh, Washington Post. Dang. All right. A lawmaker, so you know it's true. It's Washington. This is big time, man. These guys took down Nixon, baby.
Yeah.
They take down presidents at this paper, boy. All right. Lawmaker who warned against drunk driving over the holidays, arrested for DWI on New Year's Eve. You gotta love that one. Beauty. Gotta love that. Schmuck. There he is. Looking like a schmuck in his mugshot. Brian Kolb of the New York Assembly's minority leader, which probably means he's a Republican.
Pile it on.
He said, "I made the wrong decision, and it is one I deeply regret." Isn't that special? Well, in that case, let's let him walk, because, you know, my goodness, he is a public official. Maximum penalty is a year in jail and $1,000 in fines, and a mandatory driver's license revocation for at least 6 months. Yes.
Okay.
That's a good punishment. Taking away the driver's license for a while.
An AA meeting.
Yeah, go to rehab. Send him to rehab, man. Fucker. Especially if guys preaching, don't be drinking on New Year's Eve. He goes out and gets
smashed. Fuck all those people.
Hypocrite. You hypocrite. Oh, we lost Gigantor, the space-aged robot.
Oh.
Let's give him a round of applause. He extinguished himself.
All right. King of the Road.
Thank you for the Roger Miller thing, man.
Yeah, don't
I did a design for a Roger Miller. What's that?
Doesn't Gigantor play the guitar? I thought he'd be strumming the guitar while singing it. Did he, or I didn't hear it?
Was he? I didn't hear the guitar. I think he honked the guitar.
Here tonight.
Sure.
That's what I mean. Oh, okay. Here it is.
Yeah. I don't know.
You did a Roger Miller drawing?
I did. Yeah, I did a design for Roger Miller play. It was like off-Broadway, before it got to Broadway, actually. And they didn't use my designs when they got to Broadway, but man, what the fuck?
Huh? Oh, there you go.
He did a. It's called Big River. It was a musical about Tom Sawyer. A musical adaptation of Tom Sawyer.
Okay.
There you go. Or no, Huckleberry Finn. Ding.
Huckleberry Hound.
We're on the river. Huckleberry Hound, yeah. Oh, my darling. All right. Now here we go. This comes close to a great headline, but it's not quite as good as that other one.
All right. Oh.
A Florida man wakes up to find another man sucking on his toes.
Oh, hey, did that happen a long time ago?
Yeah.
Or is that a thing?
No,
that's a thing.
This is the thing. I
and
guess.
And it was a girl.
You know.
This is a guy. There's a twist.
Yeah, this is a dude wakes up and there's a dude. A dude wakes up and there's a dude sucking on his toes. A guy wakes up, you know, and he's like, you know, something's funny, and he realizes, hey, I ain't alone. A guy's sucking on my toes over here.
What the fuck is going on in Florida?
Yeah, yeah. So the guy, you know, pulls a gat. He had a gat. Pulled his gat. And he tried to grab his junk. And they started duking it out there. And then he got away and...
Weird shit.
I guess they hadn't been at the toe sucker at large. The toe sucker is at large in Bradenton, Florida. Ooh, that's where the Pirates have their spring training. I hope the Pirates are all safe from the toe sucker this spring training. The spring training is right around the corner.
Sleep with your boots on.
That's a words of wisdom for the Pittsburgh Pirates. That could be an advantage. You know, the other team comes over, the guy takes a nap, guy starts sucking on his toes. He can't pitch that day. He's all fucked up.
Freak him right out.
Yeah.
I'm throwing my game off. What the fuck was
that? Oh, boy. You know, sheesh. I can't. They never find the plate again, and it's Steve Blass syndrome. Be a bad scene, man. All right. Now... of course, since this is a worldwide broadcast, we're going to go to Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, it is.
Cleveland, Ohio. Cleveland, Ohio.
McDonald's French fries.
Cleveland.
Yes. All right, man. Slow cues, man, on the new computer. But it might be the internet. Anyway. Cleveland police are seeking a serial public masturbator on the Near West Side. This is from today at 1 p.m., so
a
serial masturbator is still at large on the Near West Side of Cleveland.
He's just leaving spunk all over the place. That's how they...
Yes, though. He thinks he's Johnny Appleseed over there, you know? Fuck. They got surveillance pictures of this clown. I don't recognize it. Walked around at the resident's home while masturbating.
I swear he should get
he's looking in the window.
Hey, where's that guy?
No, he just has it. He's not disguised at all, man. He's just a dude. So if anybody have information on this guy, call Detective Murphy at 216-623-5217, man. Dude's fucking jacking off in the backyard.
This is going to be Officer Murphy's legacy when he takes down
You're the guy that took down a serial masturbator? Oh, holy jeez.
We're talking a book deal, movie, right? This is...
Your son inside.
We're behind.
Yeah,
you,
man.
You go, man.
Yep. I like it. I like it. Uh-oh. Where was this? Michigan. Michigan. I guess they got an Amish population up in Michigan as well. I know we have one in Ohio here, and you guys got one in Pennsylvania there. Michigan's got their share. And they had four heavily intoxicated underage Amish men riding a horse and buggy were busted for a DUI.
Yeah.
Motorcycle cop caught them tossing. Yeah, they tossing empty beer cans. This is on a, I guess, ringing in the new year, ring a ding ding. So,
that happened a couple times here in Lancaster. Driving a buggy drunk out of their minds.
They're seen guzzling down beer and then discarding their empty cans onto the road. Why, you.
Damn Amish.
Oh, and then they lied about their ages and names and whatnot. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
They're in trouble. Oh, man, they were released on $3,500 bond. That's a tag. Where do Amish get that kind of dough?
They
get from building all the... No, they get the furniture.
They sell a lot of pastry and furniture. Yeah, they got their own. Where they build shit and sell it.
Hey, we've been joined by... Well, we're joined by Apple Cheeks as opposed to Cheeks. And for some reason, GT lost connection with the mothership. But Francie has joined us. Hey, Francie.
Hello, Francie.
Hey, Francie. Here we go. So, yeah, they were heavily... I wonder where they'd get money for beer and shit, too. I guess
There's always a way. Always a way.
There's a... Okay. Now we're getting to the classy news over here. Kentucky. Let's go to Kentucky.
Yeah.
Kentucky woman tried using dog pee to pass a drug test. This is with her PO, her parole officer.
Results are back. You have worms. I don't know how to tell you. You got worms.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. Dog pee.
She's not on drugs. Bad case of worms.
Bad case of worms.
Who the fuck said worms? Who said worms on TV? It's funny as shit. He might have been Shemp. So you got a bad case of worms or something. Holy shit. Did he say he had a bad case of worms? Anyhow.
They're always talking about worms.
All right. I guess I don't think we can top that story. Let's see. Probably not. Okay. Well. Ooh, wow. Okay, no, you gotta go one further here.
All right.
Speaking of those Amish guys, a Michigan county is threatening to demolish 14 Amish homes unless they give up their religious beliefs and upgrade their homes. What?
No.
I guess, but you no indoor plumbing and whatnot. I don't know, man.
Yeah. Leave them be, for Christ's sake. Now, Skeeter, they ain't hurting nobody.
All right, here's a good one. We'll finish up with this.
All right.
65-year-old chairman of a Chinese health company died of a heart attack on stage while reportedly giving tips about longevity in a speech. Chen Twin, 65, collapsed in front of a shocked audience last month. Boy, they were shocked. Think out Chen. Chen was, he was totally, took him by surprise. And they got it on tape. He falls down and, you know, he's not doing so good.
Longevity.
At least he, died doing something he loved, huh? Bilking people out of their money.
That's right.
For crap. Yeah. Yeah, it's heartwarming.
Don't stop me.
Back to our show.
Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. I don't know who it was that phoned. And I don't know what we have to eat. And I don't know where we're supposed to meet. I don't know what it was that groaned. Don't ask me questions. I'm stoned. I'm tired of all that heavy thinking, and I'm scared to do that heavy drinking. So I smoke to get out of my mind. Please don't bring me back in time. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. How about just pretending I'm alone? I have no answers for you, dear. They're blowing in the wind, I smell them here. I don't know where I put your bone. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. I'd like some answers from my friends. How did this universe begin? Why don't we try to find out how to have some fun and be here now? Me questions when I'm stoned. Go see a banker for your loans. Important matters must desist. I want to just exist like this. The eternal future is postponed. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. I smoke to get out of my mind. I don't want to think of space. Don't bring me down with your head trip. Let's listen to that faucet drip. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. I don't know where the buffalo roams. Let me ask the questions for a change. Hey, let's do a number all on the range. Let's make some music, sing some songs. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. This dope is hope for all mankind. Let's get out of our crazy minds. Let's go eat an ice cream cone. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. To light up a joint, schmoint. Roll us some weed, kid. This is the stoned age generation. Until I'm back in circulation, let's make love somewhere alone. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. Don't ask me questions when I'm stoned. Hey, don't ask me questions when I'm stoned.
Big day.
That's a good one. Okay. You know, Jesus, marijuana legalization is taking place, you know, pretty much the whole country. It's going to be legal everywhere in the United States.
Oh, yeah. Why not just get on it now?
Sooner than later.
Yep.
Especially when Bernie's elected. Day one.
Yeah.
Light up a joint. That's what he said. I saw this. Illinois.
Fire up a
What's
burning.
That?
That's what we're going to be
right.
calling Feel it.
Feel the burn. And you know what I'm talking about over here.
There you go.
Burn one for
Pass
Bernie.
Pass the Bernie, baby. Pass the Bernie.
But Illinois, they have lifted the ban on marijuana, so it's legal for recreational use, right?
Yeah.
But listen to this racist bullshit, man. I just saw this before the show started. I don't have the article in front of me, but it's legal in Illinois, except if you live in the projects in Chicago. If you live in government housing,
yeah.
Don't be smoking no doobies in there.
Oh,
what the
Jesus
fuck is that?
Huh? Yeah.
Doesn't that smell a little racist to you?
Jesus Christ.
You know?
So it's not even a section of town. They're actually saying the projects.
Yeah. In government, you know, government
Jesus
housing.
Jesus Christ.
For the po-po-po people.
Wow.
Motherfuckers,
Holy
man.
Shit.
You know?
Yeah.
Then they'll probably have a thing, you know, if you they catch you smoking weed, you can't get food stamps or something, you know? It's always something to fuck the poor guy.
Yep.
What are you banging on the poor people, man? You know, it's a drag nuff being poor.
Yeah. Come on. They deserve it more than they do.
Jeez.
Smoke your Bernie.
You guys wants to
smoke your Bernie.
Smoke, burn a little weed, and feel a little better about life for a minute. What the fuck, man?
Fuck the police. Fire one
so
up.
So anyway, it was Marsha. No, is her name? Yeah, Marsha Warfield posted that. And she'll remind you in most every other post, she's a black woman. Black gay woman. And proud of it.
Uh-huh.
She's pretty cool. I like her. Got her opinions. You know, I don't always agree. But that is fucked up, man. That's totally racist.
That is fucked up. It's fucked up.
Dog pee to pass
no
your
wonder
pee.
So.
P.O. That's funny. That's funny. That's funny.
Good.
Sorry. Go ahead.
No, as you said, no wonder the crime's so fucked up over there in Illinois. So racist
Chicago
shit
is one.
On.
Chicago is one fucked up.
Oh, you
SOB,
got that right,
man. All the way around. Yeah.
And
always has
the,
been though.
Now it's the fucking 20s again.
I know it's the 20s again. They'll be having Tommy guns
and
speakeasies and floozies
That's
and
right.
flappers and.
So what happened there in Chicago?
I'm kind of looking forward to the comeback of the goons, though. You know, a couple of goons, a couple of gats.
You're liking the goons.
Gats and goons. Gats and goons. Gats and goons.
bathtub gent.
Bathtub. Man, gotta watch Some Like It Hot. Haven't watched that for a while. Because now I can spot our dear friend, Yeoman Rand there. Janice,
Oh, that's right.
What's her damn name? Yeah, she's in that.
I remember you telling me that. Where is she?
Trek After Dark Moon. Well, she's one of the band girls, and you just see her a couple times, a couple of shots. You know.
Okay.
That's big time. That's like one of the greatest movies of all time, Steve.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the number one comedy according to the American Film Institute.
Well, there you go. Yeoman Rand. I can't think of her name, though. Grace Lee Whitney. Sorry, Grace. Rest in peace, Dolly. She was so sweet. What a sweet person.
Now,
I was blessed.
What the hell was I watching? Oh, the Romans are coming. No, the Romans. The Russians are coming. The blonde in there played Roman Smith or something.
Played who?
Who are you there? She played a yeoman. What's her last name? Yeoman what?
Rand? Janice Rand?
I'm not picking up on that. Well, this actress'
last name is
D-O-R-M-M. I forget her first name. She only did two movies in Star Trek where she was one of the Yeomans. Her first name was Yeoman. I don't think it was Rand, though. Huh. I got to find out. No. What the fuck was her first
Grace
name?
Lee Whitney was in a... She was in a lot of shit. She was in Top Banana with... I wish I'd got to talk to her more about Phil Silvers, man. You know? I mean, she hung out with Phil Silvers. She mentioned a little bit. You know, she didn't have much on him, man. I don't know. I guess it wasn't as interesting as Star Trek. Heaven forbid. Star Trek.
What had her hanging out with Phil Silvers?
Well, I guess I remember her saying something like he kept to himself. And he was like a private guy. He didn't hang out.
Yeah, he seemed like a private. You know, these comedians are like that.
Oh, yeah. They're spooky. They're spooky. Uh-huh. But he was greatest. Phil Silvers, man. He proves it in The Mad, Mad World, one of my favorite movies.
Uh-huh.
He's amongst the greatest comedians of the day, and he steals the show. He steals the fucking show. He's fucking hilarious in that. He's just, and they're all trying really hard, you know, to maybe not Sid Caesar so much. I don't know. He was drunk at the time. But, man, Phil Silver, funny. All right, time to polka.
Here it is. Here he is. Andrea Drum. Or Drum.
Andrea Drum. Got nothing on that.
Okay, I'm looking her up right now. Find out which Yeoman she is, or Yeoman, or whatever the fuck that thing is.
Yeoman. She's a Yeoman noodle, I think.
A Yeoman noodle. Yeoman
noodle. Yeoman noodle.
I was right the first time.
That's
Yeoman
funny.
Yeoman Smith.
I'm writing that one down. Yeoman.
She did an episode called "Where No Men Have Gone Before," 1966. Ooh. Yeoman Smith.
That sounds like my second wife. Hey-o! Time to polka.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
now I gotta cut loose. Foot loose, kick off the Sunday shoes. Please, Louise, pull me off of my knees.
Exciting episode of You Bet Your Life.
Yes.
Once again, we have endeavored to entertain and amuse and inform.
We had live entertainment this week, though. That was gigantic.
Live entertainment.
Live
entertainment.
In studio.
Minimum
in
of
studio.
Bobo. We didn't talk about Bobo hardly at all.
Nope.
That was cool.
Nope. Not that he's just
Didn't mention he had a potential war. That's a biggie. Nah, fuck that.
We got
bigger fish to fry here on Possum. I'm telling you what.
That's right. We got to find out.
Just the last thing, I was looking at my notes here, and I have this one list of 7 things I wanted to accomplish this week, okay?
Okay.
A to-do list kind of thing. Just for the first week of the year. I got 1 of them. 1 out of 7, man. You're going to demote me to the AAA, man. Better get my ass in gear. I blew that off today. I forgot about that today. Halfway did that. Blew that off.
Forget that. That's throwing the toilet. Forget that.
I'll figure it out eventually. So anyway, did I ask you if you made any resolutions?
just to be happy. That's all. Tell me what you
I made a list, and some of it was kind of a to-do list, need a new roof, exercise and going another juice fast, but one of mine was stay positive, man.
Stay positive.
It's a good idea for everybody to adopt that as their mantra.
I'm looking.
There's a guy works at the
my last decade, so
Well, yeah. We may not see the thirties day.
Oh,
up there getting long in the tooth.
Forget that.
Getting long in the tooth.
This is it. This is going
to
be sexy.
Well, that's why I want to exercise, because if I live to see the 30s, I want to at least be I can get out of my chair and wipe my own ass.
Keep that mind intact. Teach yourself a musical instrument or a language.
Yes. Musical. I saw that too. Musical instruments. D.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting a uke. I'm serious.
Yeah.
I'm deadly serious.
Yeah. Deadly serious.
Dead serious.
Sweet Alice had one. Sweet Alice went that route before.
Well, so did the lovely Reverend Wendy.
Yeah.
No, it's comes from the back. That's how Bob Hope showed me how to do it. You know that guy? Him and Bing Crosby used to bang broads left and right,
yeah.
And they were married men and all that crap, and you know, upstanding citizens. But they were dirty boys. They were couple of dirty birds. I'm telling you what.
Dirty birds, baby.
Don't let them fool you.
Uh-uh.
Thank you, Cake. Natty. Dunk a mind cake. Thank everybody for coming.
Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed the, had fun and everything, and perhaps it changed your life, and, don't go masturbating in the...
No, in Cleveland.
Cameras. Yeah, make sure there's no cameras around if you're masturbating, because they're going to catch you. It is a matter of time. His number's up. Natty. And on that note, energize. Oh, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Uh-huh. Good night, everybody. Energize. Sure. Hey!
Hey, up, Dad. All we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone is talking about light ale, brown ale, lager. There is some silly lyric between the swingers, but
sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!